Hey, Hope family. Amy Stark here, and I'm here with my friend.
I'm Kim Brzezinski.
We've been asked to model between two women, interpersonal confession, and just owning our sin with each other, and then walking out in gospel grace out of that. So we're going to give a little bit of that here between the two of us.
Wonderful. And I'm the one that's going to confess a sin here, and this is real, but can I tell you a little story?
Yes, absolutely.
This week, Mike and I were working on a project, which does require prayer prior to anyway, and on a normal day, but while we were working, he said something very hurtful, I felt, or I was hurt by it, and instead of leaving it at the foot of the cross and forgiving him immediately and praying over that immediately, I said something hurtful back. Mm-hmm. It's a reaction that is old, in my opinion. This is something that I know in my head should not be happening. Mm-hmm. However, it's a practice that we used to communicate this way all the time. But since Christ, for me, I've really given an effort to respond the way Jesus responds to me. When and I didn't do that. Mm. And I am wish I did, but I didn't. And so I'm confessing that now.
Yeah. I love your heart in that you're looking at that and seeing where you sinned and that you don't want it to be that way. I love that that's your heart there, that you want to model Christ in all your relationships, but specifically this example with Mike that happened this last week. I know that in the scripture it tells us that when we confess, he's so faithful to forgive us, and that's what you've done, and I'm so thankful for that. Have you prayed specifically about that with the Lord?
Silently, but not with someone else or out loud.
Could we do that together?
Sure. No? That'd be the best place to go with this, I think.
Oh, Father God, I thank you so much for who you are. You're a good, good Father, and you love us so well and so deeply. And Lord, we're so undeserving and unworthy, but because of your Son's sacrifice and the grace and the mercy that he poured out on the cross, we can be forgiven. And there's just such power in that. Lord, I thank you for Kim and for her heart and the sensitivity that she has there to how she responded to Mike. I thank you for your Holy Spirit and how it's working in her heart and has convicted her of this sin, and that she has prayed it silently to you, but is now bringing it to me. And I thank you for the privilege of that. Lord, I just pray that you would help her to see and receive your grace in this, to know that there is no shame and no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name I pray. Mm-hmm.
Lord, for sure, thank you for loving us. Even when I didn't deserve it, you have really met me there and taught me and shown me over and over again. And I've given you ample opportunity, Lord, to teach me to be more like you. Lord, I didn't want to react the way I did, yet I still sinned and I still hurt my husband over this. And Lord, I just am praying and thanking you for who you are in this. And that I can learn from this. That, Lord, I just pray that you work in Mike's heart in this as well. And, Lord, that you teach me more and more to react the way Jesus would react. And that I allow you to do that. And I pray these things in Jesus' name.
Kim, out of that, can I just say to you specifically that the Bible says that when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and you are forgiven. He's forgiven us for past, present, and future sins, and his grace covers all of that. And it is it's so overwhelming, right?
It is.
And we're so undeserving, but he's such a good God, and he's just so full of grace. So I speak that over you right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what do you think are your next steps out of this? Like, how do you feel the Lord is leading you to respond out of this?
Well, he definitely is pointing out that I really need to go back to Mike mm-hmm. about this and own it with him yeah. and let him know that I know that I hurt him and that I wish I didn't and that I don't want to do that.
Yeah. How can I support you best in that?
Thank you for asking. I think that if prayer initially is that when I'm talking to Mike and going back to him, that I don't point fingers back, that I don't say, you know, the reason I did this was because I was hurt first, because that isn't acceptable. And that's not what this is about. And I don't want him to feel like I'm saying something so that he'll say something. Mm-hmm. I want to own this specific sin of my own. And I want Jesus to grow me in it. And so if you could pray that I just don't go there.
Yeah, absolutely. I will be doing that. And can I check in with you in a few days and
yes.
see how that went? And
you can.
Absolutely.
Thank you for even thinking of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a gift true biblical friendship is, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Love you, my friend.
I love you.